Hey, good morning, Joe. Saqib from Fastest Way to Learn Sales, replying back to your great message. Thanks, man. And your message actually made me smile, made my day. And thanks for the compliment. I mean, that's key critical, right? In selling, especially, you have to feel good about yourself first, and then everything around you becomes that much better. But you know what? You have made my day. You have no idea how I have taken this message and how great I'm going to be today. Thanks. You made a big difference in my life today. Thanks, Joe. And yeah, continue doing what you're doing, man. Cheers.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for reaching out. And yeah, dude, I got a lot from this book, Purposeful. And I love the 90-10 rule. And a lot of times, I think managers want to, we want to hold 99% of the information because we want a bunch of minions coming back to us asking us for permission. But what ends up happening is it makes you more unproductive. Plus, you stunt your people's growth. When you set up something like a 90-10, it empowers them to go out there and start making decisions themselves. Plus, they gotta fucking figure it out too. And that's one thing that I got from this book also. So appreciate you reaching out, man. I really love your podcast too. I get a lot from it also. And again, thanks, man. Have a safe flight and hope to connect with you someday. Take care.
What's going on, everyone? This is Follow Up Friday, and you're listening to the Sales Culture Radio Show. So thank you so much for dropping past the station. And as you can tell, that was a couple of my previous guests is dropping by to say what's up. So if you're on Anchor, I would love for you to drop me a voice note. I'll try to get those republished on these Friday follow-ups. As we know, this is a quick conversations around sales, sales tactics, and just ways that we can become better in sales. And I really believe that follow-up is really obviously one of the things that a lot of us miss. There's so much noise out there. And if you think about it from your customer standpoint or your prospect standpoint, it's like they're getting messages all day, whether it's, you know, around TV, whether it's billboards, whether it's just other sales guys calling them up. And it's just like, how do you kind of break through? The point is you just got to keep hitting them up. You got to keep dialing. You got to keep following up and trying to find ways to kind of creatively add value to that process. So I was looking at a recent article from Salesforce.com. They did a research study on 2,900 sales reps, and they found some interesting facts. So I want to kind of roll this out because I want to add some facts to this Friday as well. A lot of times in sales, we don't look back at the raw data enough. And I think that's what's missing from a lot of us reaching our actual quotas or reaching our actual goals in our business. And so in this study that they did of 2,900 sales reps, they found that only 60% missed their quota. So only 40% achieved it, obviously. And I would even debate that that number is a little bit higher than what most companies see, because I would say 80, maybe 70% miss. And it's, you know, normally because, you know, a lot of people are just in sales because they have nothing else to do and they aren't really trying to get better at it, or they aren't trying to master their actual craft of just trying to figure out how they can better connect with people. So one of the reasons that I think people have spent a lot of time or just gotten distracted with focusing on the main things is that technology, I mean, it's becoming too much for a lot of us. I think it's really overdone. And it's one of those things where I think it's mandatory, but it needs to be a seamless, simple process to implement sales tech to where you're not bogged down with this adding more layers to the sales process than what you have to. The goal, at least my goal, how I think about it, is that I'm always trying to condense down the actual sales process. I want to make the buying experience super easy for them. So if they want to buy online, I can give them all information via email. We can go back and forth online, on text, whatever is best for them. If they want to meet in person, however their buying style is, catering that buying that style to your customers' individual needs, I think is the best way to operate. And sometimes sales tech that you implement just adds more layers than what your customer really needs at the time. And that's really kind of a one-to-one play. I don't believe in trying to scale too much of that, right? Because it's based off what they're looking for. So anyway, I want to dive into it with some of the key findings that they have from this research. And, you know, there was five main takeaways that are similar around that data right now is just a common sense play. That's number one. People believe that, you know, they are going to expect data to be a part of what you're incorporating into the sale. So they want some facts. So you got to figure out how to kind of get some analytics around what you're selling. AI dominates most of the conversation for people. Again, people are trying to condense time, condense down the process for whether you're building something out or whether you're trying to go through the sales process, whatever it is. We want to find ways that we can leverage tech to take away some of those steps, right? But hands down, the most important one to me is around being a savvy mingler. And, you know, I was talking about this in the previous episode because normally salespeople are seeking to disqualify people. If you didn't check that out, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to Wednesday's episode. And it was just talking about how fast we use all these bants and champs and all these other type of acronyms just to try to disqualify people so we can get on to the next one. Like a big thing was next, right? And don't get your feelings all hurt by these no's. And the reality of it is this, is that the more that we can become connected to people and then serve them, the better our network is going to come back and serve us. It's just the reality of that whole law that happens, right? Now, everybody's not going to do it, but once it does happen, it's a beautiful thing. And it's not a strict numbers play here. It's literally like you might connect and serve 20 people that don't buy your product and just, you know, 2 years down the line, that one person comes back and actually serves you. So anyway, connect and serve is what it's about. Savvy minglers are proven to be the top performers once it comes to sales. So if you aren't working on building up your actual network, you are really missing the boat. And one of the key takeaways from this research was literally that the majority of their top performers spent time not only networking with customers, but networking with people in their industry so they can provide the most value to their customers. So it's about being a person of value and finding out how you can serve around that that's not even compensated or not directly tied to how you're compensated. So with that said, guys, I'm out. I will look forward to connecting with you guys next week. Please, if you're on the Anchor app, drop me a voice note. We'll love to hear from you. If you're on Instagram, I'm at sales_culture. Get at me there. And until next time, you guys be phenomenal. Oh, wait. And by the way, before I get out of here, go to the station, subscribe. Wherever you listen to podcasts, I would love to have your actual ratings there as well. I'll take 7 or 8 stars, how many stars you want to give me. But just go subscribe so you can stay tuned in to future episodes.